Psalm 19, verse 1. The heavens declare the glory of God. The firmament, the heavens show it his handiwork. Day after day, utter its speech. Night after night unto night, show it knowledge. There is no speech, no language where their voice is not heard. Their lines is gone out throughout all the earth, the whole universe, the whole earth, and their words to the end of the world. In them that he set the tabernacle for the sun, which is as a bridegroom coming out of his chamber, and rejoiceth as a strong man to run a race. His going forth is from one end of the heaven, and his circuit unto the end of it. And there is nothing hid from the heat thereof. Now, I just want to say this before I proceed. When it comes to the sun, the first thing God made, the first thing that was created was light. Let there be light. And there was light. God made a covenant with light and darkness, it tells us. And he has not broken it since it came in. But what God did on the fourth day, God centered this light in the sun. That is a wonderful revelation of the Son of God. He is the Son. But what God did, he centered now this Son in the Son of Man, the man Christ Jesus. So all that God is, he is. And one may ask, why was it created? Why God created this universe? This why? You know, Revelation chapter 4 and verse 11 tell us why. Who it was created for and why it was created. Let us look at that verse. Thou art worthy, O Lord, to receive glory and honor and power, for thou hast created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created. That's what creation for. It's for the pleasure of God. But I tell you, this very creation, as was made mention, God is going to fold it up. As a vesture, it shall be changed. But his years are the same, as Brother Cross told us last night. But what will it be, that new creation? Where sin cannot come. Where death cannot touch. What a day that will be. Let me wrap up quickly. Let's turn to that verse back in John's epistle. John epistle chapter 1. And reading verse 2. The first and the last. In light of this timeless and ageless title is the revelation really of the essential glory and personal glory of the Lord Jesus. In John chapter 2, First John chapter 1 verse 2, for the life was manifested, and we have seen it, and bear witness, and shown to you that eternal life. Shown to you that eternal life which was with the Father and was made manifest unto us. Yesterday, in the Song of Songs, Brother Cross brought before us that his hair should be bushy and black as a raven. Wonderful description of Christ. His eyes are eyes like dove, washed with milk and fitly set. His cheeks, oh, it's like he described him. She described him from head to toe. After, they said, where is thy beloved? Go on that we may run after him. But when he says that is the one who is the eternal youth, he don't grow old. He remains the same. But then when it comes to Daniel chapter 7 and verse 9, he says his hair is like wool. And this is what a lot of the Rasta men, you don't know, some of you don't know the Rasta men. But some of them says, hey, his hair was bushy and black like a raven. So, you know, he was a Rasta man. Listen here. The application that Brother Cross brought before us, scripturally right. He's the eternal youth. But when it comes to Daniel chapter 7 and verse 9, he is the one from ancient of days. From everlasting to everlasting, thou art God. Indeed, this is who he is. I tell you, it limits me because I want to stay in the confines of scripture. Indeed, he is everlasting, from everlasting, from eternity to eternity. He is God. And John, in the book of Revelation, also saw him. His hair white as wool is the same one that was in the book of Daniel. The one of ancient of days. He have no beginning. He have no end. He remains the same. He is always the same. And this is who he is. And it tells us, you know, in the book Deuteronomy, quickly, chapter 3. Chapter 33. And verse 27. The eternal God is thy refuge. And underneath are the everlasting arms. Huh? Thy scripture. The eternal God is thy refuge. This is who he is. He's the eternal God. And it tells us, the verse was read this morning, where it says, Father, I have glorified thee on the earth. John chapter 17 and verse 5. He says, Father, I have glorified thee on the earth. He says, O Father, glorify thou me with thine own self, with the glory that I had with thee before the world was. Before he became a man. It's glorious. And the Spirit of God has come out to really bring before us who this altogether lovely one is. I am not going to go back to the book of Hebrews. Psalm have done an expound on his glory and the glory of his person. But when, listen, there is no glory, even as creator, even as savior, redeemer, as high priest, all those glories could not express who the Son is. No one knows the Son but the Father. And he to whom the Father will reveal him. None of us know the fullness of the Son. We don't know the fullness of that Son. The S-U-N, much less to understand who the Son is beyond us. But you know what God said? God says, where are the wise? Where are the disputers of this age? Where are those who want to challenge the word of God? God says, listen, I have news. Yes, I've showed them clearly. I have been fully revealed by my Son. But listen, he says, is the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness. And to us who believe, it's the power of God unto salvation. To the Jew, a stumbling block. To the Greek, foolishness. How a man on the cross could be your savior. How a man on the cross could be the creator. How a man on the cross could be the first and the last. Indeed, the full expression of who God is. How could a man on the cross be God over all, blessed forever. The preaching of the cross. Indeed, when we present the cross of Christ, indeed to men, this is garbage really. But to us, I tell you, that's why the Apostle Paul says, you know, God forbid that I should glory, save in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, of whom I have crucified unto the world and the world unto me. What will you do with the revelation that God has given you of himself in the person of his Son, the Lord Jesus Christ? In all things, he must have the preeminence, you know. Abraham bowed. Moses bowed. He made Pharaoh bow. And you see men, Manoah bowed. Isaiah bowed. Peter bowed. And all of us have to do is acknowledge, Lord, you're greater than anything we could conceive. He is all and in all. And you know, all he's asking for, that we may be worshippers. And as was made mention, to remember him, who he is. Angels are puzzled when they look at us and say, look at man. Eh? Look how man behaving. And they have to bow and own and recognize the supremacy of this blessed one. May God help us to realize that God used the foolishness of preaching to bring this knowledge to you and I. Listen, we just scratched the surface, you know. It's just like that satellite going out all those years. And they believe they have accomplished so much, but they have gone that far when it comes to the expanse of God. That how much it has traveled. God says, what is man that thou art mindful of him? May God bless us. And keep our eyes upon him, that the things of earth will go strangely dim in the light of his glory and grace. For his name's sake. Amen.